This is tape number 2 of June the 6th, 1992.
Actually, this piece of equipment has been a very fun thing. I have to tattle on EJ a little bit. He has an $800 piece of equipment over at the house that cannot be figured out. And this little $96 sing-along from QVC has filled the need. It may not be perfect, but it's good for we amateurs. We don't botch it badly either. And we'll get around to sorting out all that other wondrous stuff. And at Christmas time, we can sing along with Mitch Miller all the Christmas carols. I've been wanting to do that for 2 years around here. Besides, we have some wondrous musicians. I wish we had time just to share music back and forth. Brent and Teresa are very special to us. And they write music also. And they both have very, very professional, beautiful voices. So we're blessed. Why don't you go on with the tape, and then we can tear these apart. Not Brent and Teresa. I would like to start this side of the tape by discussing something that is continually brought to my attention, that one seem in the ordinary run-of-the-mill activities of life don't really understand what in the world we talk about when we talk about debt and interest, Federal Reserve, and your income tax, etc. I have written about it so much that I'm only going to give you a little bit of an update. I have a very succinctly written article here on the deficit. And I would like to share it with you because I believe that until you ones can understand what we're talking about and the massive numbers, amounts, of which we're speaking, you cannot fully understand why you're in the plight you're in. This comes out of Washington, and it's a May 25th article, so it's quite current. And I find it accurate enough to be able to utilize it. Spending more than $4 for every $3 collected, the United States government is hemorrhaging red ink at a record pace this very year. About $1 billion a day, or $11,574 a second. By late summer, federal debt, the accumulation of every deficit the government has incurred over two centuries, will surpass $4 trillion. Can you imagine? There isn't that much money, precious ones. All the personal federal income tax paid by people living west of the Mississippi fails to pay even the interest on this staggering sum, which has quadrupled in scarcely more than a decade. Interest payments on the debt are 15% of the federal budget, compared with only 10% a decade ago. And for the first time, the government has not even set a target for halting the debt's growth. They don't intend to do that, Chilas. And we've said over and over, none of your taxes go to paying expenses. Only go to paying on interest on the debt. And you're not even beginning to pay that interest. This means that everything, everything in your nation is mortgaged as collateral to these bankers. Getting worse daily, deliberately being worsened daily. Let us go on. In the past, the national debt was rationalized away as money we owe ourselves and regarded as a necessary tool in managing the money supply. Indeed, it was contended that the national debt was necessary to induce the rich to take an interest in the government's policies because they would hold its securities. But the debt has grown to such size that most economists contend that it undermines American prosperity. In the short term, they say, it has almost certainly contributed to the latest, not yet officially ended, recession. Chilas, you're in a depression. Look around you. You are in a depression. Please hear me. The unemployed rates are staggering. They give you some conjured up figures that make no relative value to anything. They are moving industries out of your nation as fast as they can. Why do you think George Bush will not sign on to these environmental acts at this World Global Institute, or whatever they call it? Because the industries are moving into those countries, and they don't want them hampered by pollution control and environmental controls and constraints. You must open your eyes. You must open your hearts. You're in the final throes of the destruction of your planet and the coming into control of this global government and one world order under the banking elite. This federal deficit has just crippled all investments and plants which would build machinery vital to economic growth. You don't have any industry left. Isn't it strange that the government always gets what it needs while it leaves others to be denied? This government of yours borrows by regularly putting treasury securities up for auction. Did you know how they borrowed? Maybe we better talk about it a little bit. Let's see. I don't want to get into a long dissertation on this, but maybe we better discuss it a little bit. Because investments affect productivity growth more than meets the eye for you people. You see, investment affects productivity growth and subsequently, standards of living, Chilas, what you eat, how you live. And the United States and your government is actually choosing a less competitive and less prosperous economy for you in order that it can gain by going international. This is why the thrust for a United Nations, so that this empowered government will be able to glean from all the four corners of the planet, do you see? And you have economists that are trained by the system to give you this stupid information. And this great economist, one after another, will get up and speak and describe it as little termites eating away slowly, and it must be tended, and we must look into it, and we must do this, and we must do that, but surely we can recover, because the United States always does. No. The United States will not. They'll tell you that if you want to continue being leaders in the world, you'll have to start by getting some of that debt off your back. How are you going to do it? You're going into a heavier, harder depression. How are you going to get the debt off your back? There is one way. That is by rescinding that debt. That is by getting control of the Federal Reserve, rescinding the debt that has been incurred by these criminals in the banking system, through the monetary system, and let them pay it. They did it, let them pay it. They are the ones with the resources to pay it. That's how you will get it done. There isn't any other way. You will have to repudiate all that debt, because they have stripped you of any ability to ever repay such a debt. And you're going to go on now and have ones telling you, including Ross Perot, that this is an outrage. Of course it's an outrage, these fiscal excesses and the spending of your children's money. But he is a close friend of Rockefeller. He's in with the elite in many, many ways. What do you believe that he will change? He says we've all got to get back to work. We've got to be productive. We've got to get more taxes. We've got to be able to get people to work so there can be more taxes to pay back this debt. How are you going to get people to work? Industries that he had control over are now moving into Mexico. How does Mr. Perot plan to put all you people to work? Especially with enough money to be able to afford all of the things that he suggests, and save your children's money. You're going to have to get very, very logical about everything you hear and experience, Chilos, or you're down the tubes faster. I would note also that there is more and more talk these days about the continuing testing of nuclear weapons. It is suggested that because of this Cold War ending, that possibly you should stop testing in Nevada. Oh, most of you thought you'd already stopped testing, didn't you? Oh no, regular testing. Many times a week. The only ones you ever hear about are the ones that cause such earth shaking that they cannot be denied, such as the one recently in China. The Russians, the Soviets, continue to test. They've never slackened. So what are we talking about? And what does Mr. Cheney tell you? He tells you, we can't stop testing. We have to make sure that our weapons are maintained at a high state of working capability. I suppose that's so you can have surgical bombing and missile attacks against third world nations, such as Iraq, maybe. Well, you better be paying attention, because radiation in northeast England has risen by 50%. Why? As a result, Chilas, of an accident at the Sosnovy Bor power station at St. Petersburg on March 24th. Didn't you know about that? Well, data from the Organ Monitoring Service revealed significant increases in background radiation 10 days after this accident. It affected the entire east coast of Britain, from Ayr to London. This was with a maximum level in northeast England. There are no casualties reported. Well, of course, from March till now, at low dose radiation, there wouldn't be any deaths yet. The hidden killers are at work, however, Chilas. So what of this accident? Well, it came just after Swedish warnings of inadequate safety standards at ex-Soviet nuclear power stations and revelations in Izvestia of massive cuts in firefighting personnel at Sosnovy Bor due to lack of money. Oh, they're going to get you again on lack of money. But now that they are in the International Monetary Fund Association, undoubtedly money would quit being such a problem. What that government's trying to do is run the Russian government into the same kind of debt circumstances that the United States is in, where you owe everything you have to the banks. I doubt that could be considered progress, precious ones. But immediately after the accident, Germany called on West European governments to finance the modernization of the 32 nuclear plants in the former Soviet Union. The cost? Oh, just $6 billion to $8 billion. Just a little billion here and a little billion there. I believe you're going to rebuild your inner cities on $2.4 billion or something like that. So, give or take, a few dollars. In spite of the strong anti-nuclear in the Ukraine, head of state Stanislav Shushkevich announced that two nuclear plants were needed to secure long-term energy supplies. Well, good luck. Good luck. I'll let that go for now. I don't want to get into a discussion about nuclear power plants. You're entering a photon belt in the not too distant future, undoubtedly, and I believe that our time can be so much better spent in discussing what is coming down cosmically. It's time for you to get on with your learning the truth about creation, your place in the cosmos, and your ancestors, cycles, and things of that sort. This is what we have waited long to be able to get to the point out of all of this mash-mush of writing, so that you ones can come into some confidence with our teachings, with our information, and with this resource that you will continue to read. I have a little bit of confirmation here about this New World Order that I would share with you, because it comes from a very knowledgeable being who has bothered to write to me, and I appreciate it. This comes in response to, well, I'll just quote it, response to your mailing. Something is going on. Amazing. Just last week, I was led to review those 45 goals of the enemy listed in the January 10th, 1963, Appendix A-34 and A-35 of the Congressional Record. That led to the lists of David Rockefeller's Council on Foreign Relations, 1921, and the Trilateral Commission, 1973, which in turn led to the information on the One World Money Dictatorship. The Aldrich Rulon Bill, enacted by Congress in 1912, and the package deal of the International Bankers of 1913, engineered by such front men as Colonel E. Mandrell Hentz, Paul Warburg, Nelson Aldrich, and Carter Glast, etc. And then she has asked me a question. Is Dr. John Coleman related to William Coleman, Jr., who is listed as belonging to both CFR and Trilateral Commission? If so, how is he related? And I apologize for if I seem evasive. I won't respond to that, please. That is up to Dr. Coleman, if he chooses to respond. And by the way, for you listeners and readers who inquire and have greatly missed Dr. Coleman's regular additions to the Liberator, please understand that he is not well. Physically, he is not well. And this does not in any way distract from the information that he has brought forth for you ones, especially in the Committee of 300 book. But all strength is having to be poured into the writing of his other informational journals that we hope he will be able to complete. It's a hard journey, Chilos. A very hard journey indeed. And the pressures become almost insurmountable at times. You live in a human world, and you must not let go of that lighted shield. Keep your connection with truth and God. Allow that ego to be set aside, please. I petition you. I would get down on my knees and prostrate myself and beg you if I thought it would work. But it's something you have to do. You have to come into that blessed understanding that says you're going to have to separate from that human ego if you're to make this transition. God is love. God is also allowing. And God will always allow ones to take their own path. So let us give appreciation to the gifts that ones offer unto us. And please understand that I do not reveal, divulge, or use my scanners in any way that might offend or bring pain to anyone that works with us. And I don't feel these personal questions. I realized that being a member of the CFR, Trilateral Commission, and having relatives in it is not exactly personal, but on the basis of the subject material in point, I feel it not wise for me to comment on that one way or another. It can either be perceived as being detrimental or against what he might be writing, or that it might be slanted in some way, or it is a distractor, nothing more. So please let's just be kind about that in my refusal to respond. This person goes on to say, of course, something is going on and is approaching harmful times because we permit it by refusing to understand how to solve these problems, which solutions have been given to us by our Creator. And then she goes on to list some places in your very own Bible. I'm not going to look them up, but I'll be happy to share them with you, because she makes a notation. John 1, 1 through 5, 14, 16, verses 13 through 15, Malachi 3, verse 6, Hebrews 13, 8, in the book upon which the oath of office is taken, in Ephesians 4, 27, and 6, 10 through 18. I would especially suggest you read that one. And in James 4, verse 7. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, and chapter 4, 20 through 22, about our enemies. Ephesians 6, verse 12. Dr. Coleman, she says, evidently doesn't know how to handle them. Well, I suggest that Dr. Coleman's basic biblical studies, and where he has found the most valid information relative to his writings, comes from the Geneva Bible, and they may simply not read exactly as what you are going by as your Holy Bible or the St. James Version, etc. I have to remind you that all of them are tainted and correct. We're going to be giving you a lot more instructions as to how we're going to make it through this transition and cycle change as we move on in the journals. I'm not here to tell you what you must do, what you must believe. I can only offer. And what we are offering right now is based on the old Sumerian texts that told how it is and how it was, and upon bits and pieces of which the Bibles were written and tampered with. It'll give you a great deal of information regarding your creation and your cycles and your relationships with ones from out there somewhere, and why we're back now, and why evolution is happening now. You're in it. The time is at hand, and it's a wondrous time indeed. So let's always be very grateful for the ability to experience. And let us read carefully these scriptures, but let us do so with an open mind for possibilities. The next subject I'd like to cover a little bit briefly, and then maybe at the meeting, perhaps there could be a little more discussion regarding this. But I believe what I'm going to do, since I received so many copies of this same material, And it is the time of beginning to bring forth the panic and the terror to you, the readers, and release the UFO documents and magazines, etc., in the most heinous manners possible. I'll just read this to you. It's not very long, and it seems to cover pretty typically what is going on. And I'm just going to present it to you, and then we'll possibly consider some of the things. This particular ripped out article has been sent to me, and I find it interesting in that it is so outrageous and so sensational, as is typical of so many of your tabloids. This one comes from something called the Examiner, and it was printed July 2nd, 1992. And I think I'm just going to read it, because there's an old, I wouldn't call him a friend of mine. I don't think that Mr. Hamilton would want me to consider that or to project that idea. But at any rate, William Hamilton, a lot of you in the UFO circles know him as Bill. I'm not going to cross him. There are a lot of bits and pieces of the article that are absolutely sound and true. But I don't want anyone confusing what I say with these particular projections. I am always able to answer for self. So I'll just quote this. Quote, "It sounds like a scene from the new movie Alien 3, but a security chief insists it's frighteningly real. A sinister partnership of government workers and space aliens have been conducting horrifying experiments on humans and animals at a super-secret underground base." That's the astounding claim of top UFO researcher Bill Hamilton, who says, "The super-secret facility is located beneath the town of Dulce, New Mexico, on the Jicarilla Apache Indian Reservation." Hamilton, 49, a member of the Mutual UFO Network, that's MUFON, and author of Alien Magic and Cosmic Top Secret, says he and a colleague got a shocking first-hand description of the base from a former government security chief who quit and immediately went into hiding. According to Hamilton of Reseda, California, the security boss revealed the facility, and the facility houses several alien life forms. Hamilton told the Examiner. He said that after he was assigned to security duties at the site, he became very disturbed over bizarre human experiments going on there. He said he encountered humans in cages on one level of the complex who seemed either dazed or drugged and who sometimes cried out for help. In his view, the aliens always displayed a reckless disregard for the welfare of other living creatures, especially their human subjects. But when he voiced his concern to his superiors, the security boss was warned not to interfere because the caged humans were hopelessly insane and part of drug tests seeking cures for insanity. Here are other fascinating details about the base which were provided by the security guard through interviews and personal correspondence. Item: the underground compound is a cylindrical facility consisting of 7 levels with radiating tunnels and transit systems. It extends over 1,700 paved miles of northern New Mexico from Dulce to Los Alamos. Item: security intensifies within the compound as personnel descend to lower levels. Most aliens are confined to levels 5, 6, and 7. Item: level 4 includes human aura research, as well as all aspects of telepathy, hypnosis, and dreams. Item: level 6, referred to as Nightmare Hall, houses genetics labs where experiments on fish, seals, birds, and mice vastly alter their original forms. There are multi-armed and multi-legged humans and several cages and vats of humanoid bat-like creatures up to 7 feet tall. Item: numerous alien life forms live and work inside the complex, including reptilians, greys, and a winged species called Dracos. Item: the aliens have mastered matter and can pass through walls and solid objects like humans go through water. They seem to have learned to control and alter atoms in their path. Item: the reptilian humanoids average 6 feet in height with a partially reptile-like, partially human-like appearance. These mute beings stay near the surface, choosing to hide and avoid contact with the outside world. They have their own base and use as their symbol a dragon with its tail in its mouth. Item: reptilians display an endless fascination with maps of New Mexico and Colorado. Their maps were full of colored pushpins and markers to indicate sites of animal mutilations, caverns, and locations of high UFO activity, repeated flight paths, abduction sites, ancient ruins, and suspected alien underground bases. Item: approximately 18,000 of the smaller gray species live within the Dulce complex. Unlike the reptilians, they can speak in harsh, whispery voices. Greys are much stronger than humans, whom they consider smelly. Item: 20 miles north of the main base is a large ground-level hangar hidden by a facade of cliffs. The area is dotted with security cameras and many sensor devices, including radar, infrared, microwave, electromagnetic ground waves, and satellite. Says Hamilton, the security chief promised to contact us once every 6 months after he quit the base and went underground, but we've not heard from him now in well over a year. End of article. Well, what is there to say about it? I have told you much about these things. I have given you the facilities in which these studies have been taking place with DNA. Reconstruction. I have also told you that these are not alien beings from outer space doing it. So let's get it where it's at. And then we can more logically talk about these things. I get a barrage of letters which tell me that how can God let this happen? God would never allow this to happen. God will intervene. God is coming, precious ones. What do you mean by intervene? I get a lot of mail that says, well, God just wouldn't allow that to happen. Think of all the children. What about those children? How many of you thought about those children while you were having all of those children in your lust and in your disobedience unto the laws? Don't give God the burden of your own mischief. I have something else I'd like for you to think about. I want to remind you that there were a lot of children in Sodom and Gomorrah, precious ones. What happened to them? Did Hatton do that? It's time you quit blaming everybody and start assuming responsibility. There's something else I want you to consider. I've told you about this before. I want you to consider it again. Especially you Americans who think that all will be well, that the Cold War is over, communism is dead. No, it is not dead. And I want to speak about it. In Revelations, your book, called Revelation, but in Revelation 13, verses 3 and 4, speaks of the beast, which I'm sorry, Chilas, is communism. This is the Antichrist. This is a Zionist movement. This is the global element. But it is the movement labeled on your place as communism, headed in the Soviet Union. And don't forget it. We can talk about snakes, lizards, and toad people. Symbol, and ones who have to go can do so. We can talk about snakes, lizards, and toad people. Oh, yes, the Dracos. It doesn't seem to occur to them ever, does it, that anyone that smart doesn't need wings? Edit. As communism, headed in the Soviet Union, and don't forget it. Communism is not dead. Communism will be back, precious ones. Just exactly as it was prophesied. And it went something like this. And his deadly wound was healed. Communism will be back with vengeance and start World War III. And the dragon, which is China, gave power unto the beast. That's communist Red China. Well, you're going to have to face it. That's left out there in your future. You have to face these things because since it's Soviet coup last August, the Soviets have deployed 320 new SS-25 missiles targeted right at the United States and 125 new ICBMs aimed at U.S. targets. So you're being lied to from the top down.
Some of them are right in your nation.
On September 27th, President Bush took out your Strategic Air Command as far as being on alert. And for the first time, precious ones, in 37 years. Why? That makes all your 280 bombers grounded, doesn't it? Well, all of your 450 Minutemen II, Minuteman, and MX missiles are being scrapped. Why would that be? Soviet SS-20 nuclear missiles are going into Cuba. Why? Your sea launch cruise missiles and all nuclear missiles on your submarines are being unloaded. Why? Could it be that it has a purpose of making you defenseless? The Soviets can now hit all your 54 major airfields where your bomber planes are parked. your 325 electric power plants in the USA, so no gas is pumped to escape. Your 150 oil refineries that make 70% of your gasoline. Every state capital plus thousands of other places in the United States of America are targeted within capability range of strike. But you say the Soviets would never do that? The Cold War is over? Well, it's about to heat up. Right straight into a very hot war. I don't have time on this tape to go into this, but it bears a great deal of discussion. Please hold with us while we go on into the subject of cosmic connections and your ancestry and your heritage. And then we're going to cover a lot of things, a lot of projections and answers that are written right in your Bible, as a matter of fact. All things were not changed. A lot of things simply were not understood. But if you think, as a nation, you're going to get off without a war, you'd better begin to think again, because there is going to be a war. It is going to be a massive war, and it will be a nuclear war. And it's going to take place in conjunction with a lot of evolutionary things happening in your relationship to the cosmic changes that will be coming. So it should be, most certainly, if nothing else, a very interesting time coming up in front of you. I believe we're probably close to the end of this tape, so I believe that if you will permit, I will withdraw. Dharma needs to get ready to go to a meeting this afternoon where we have some other visitors that I welcome.
Let's have a break. Thank you.
Let's start the second session here with a few comments while the commander gets control again. I do have a comment from the commander about speaking to the corporate income tax situation. We had a question from one of the people who has a corporation suggesting that now that we have these Nevada corporations, we don't have to file any more income tax returns, especially for the corporations. Well, that isn't quite how it works. We do expect to file income tax returns for corporations after they become active. Now, we all understand that the Internal Revenue Service from time to time invents or utilizes its own words for particular, for its own uses. And so we have invented a word. It's called inactive. And all our corporations are inactive until such time as they make a profit. Some of them may remain inactive a long time. And so as we are able, we are going to begin to file income tax returns for corporations, even though they don't make a profit, just to keep them completely legitimate. And we now have the facility for doing that. So we'll be working on catching that up in the next several months. So we will be handling corporate income tax returns in a proper way so that none of us need to be concerned about getting ourselves into trouble. Now, I believe the commander is available. Greetings, Commander.
Thank you. Undoubtedly, a lot of information needs to be shared regarding corporations in the management. It's going to be your one sheltering system as you move through here. There aren't any left, and Nevada is the only state left. You might also understand that there's a reason for that, and the elite make that reason. As long as you play your cards legally, keep your records immaculately, you're not going to run into trouble. They want ones who have money from which they can extract taxes. If you are doing your job properly, you will be handling your business in such a way, especially as you get started, you will be always dealing here in great sums called borrowed money. And there are all sorts of ways to borrow money. Instead of calling it investment funds, etc. I would never jeopardize anything that we do here by getting off into these subjects, because I have to speak in innuendo and meaningless terms. It isn't because anything is illegal. It is because I would never put my people in the position of appearing to be illegal, so that there would be any reason for anyone to come and, quote, investigate. They offer services here whereby actually Doris and EJ will act as the visible officers, which are mandatory in the state of Nevada. But they have literally set that up so that as they are serving, that is simply the way an agent works. And they work hand in hand with agents in Nevada, structured for that purpose, and the government sanctions it very nicely. They understand what is going on in Nevada. And these ones literally sign your documents, and they don't know who owns your corporation. So I don't know how you could get much more private than that. And yet you handle all of your business and bank accounts. It is not complicated. It is tedious, and it is time-consuming. And if anyone is going to utilize anything that we offer, I hope you remember that we do not take your responsibility for you. You will attend your business, or we will remove all names. It has gotten to the point where court has literally spent hours and hours and hours in strategy sessions, etc., and is now becoming established where he can handle a great load. He's got enough stuff now on his computer, and there is an office that has been opened in Las Vegas, and that's where he is today. He's on his way back, actually. We can establish these corporations for you a little more reasonably and then keep better personal observation over them for you. But I'm not here at this moment to sell corporations. It's just that ones, if they don't understand, then please ask, and that's what this one did. I didn't understand that I would still have to file a return. Well, inactive means many things. Making a profit means other things. And there are legal, legitimate methods by which you never make a profit. And part of that, I would say, for any of you who would be working in any of our projects, you will find that the ones working in the project do very well. Stockholders aren't, and I mean that literally, depending on how the projects themselves are funded, stock will never be issued. It is not necessary in the state of Nevada. And therefore, you don't have stockholders clamoring for profits. That means that you can do business like business has never been done prior to this on your place. Ones who do the work can glean rewards. It doesn't mean that you won't have discipline and you won't do your work. We're going to have to get back to a system without welfare, but that considers charity as one of the most important of the virtues. If a man needs help, he needs help. He doesn't need welfare. And the moment that he no longer needs help, he needs to work for his own worthiness. And you are going to have to build your project so that you are self-sustaining. And what's more, we will do it under the guise of very small but multiple corporations functioning in brotherhood, if you will, helping each other. That also means that, let us say, your corporation is nearing the end of a fiscal year. Maybe you need to purchase something from one of these other corporations who is not nearing a fiscal year end. There are many ways to manage your business. Let us just pray that we can get some businesses started in time to manage them. Meanwhile, it seems silly. What do you mean? Well, I don't think I'm going to go into business right now. Aren't you? What makes you think you're not already in business? Well, I don't think I qualify for the term corporate business. Don't you? Don't you have an estate? Don't you have to consult with those children? Don't you have to run that business? Well, if you're incorporated, it's the best estate planning there is. Accountants and lawyers detest it, and they will tell you it cannot be done because they're out of a job. No more job. You don't have probate. Handled properly, you have total control of everything you own until the day you are willing and able to leave it. At that point, then their stock as your heirs become valid. Old corporations never die, they just get a new president. So there are hidden wonders in that particular umbrella. I'm not interested in your business per se. I'm interested in getting a remnant through. To get a remnant through, we must be able to build projects that will get a remnant through. But we also need to do business in some areas where it has to be done exactly as all other business, only with integrity. That will be different in itself. But we intend to have things like motion picture studios, massive dome complexes with international network television. One of those complexes will be done here. George will do one in Nevada, at least one. This way we can glean investments from the investment-oriented population, and then we will also be able to have access to some other funding, which is a little less constricting and is willing to work with us on this very thing of no stock. We will even give these people all of the stock. We don't care, as long as they understand how the business operates. And that can also be put into the corporate records. So don't ever underestimate the tools sent down to you. It isn't that they're sent from somewhere out there. It's that they are already established, and we're going to tell you how to use them. That doesn't mean you have to use them. And you'll have all sorts of ones telling you they know better. They know all about corporations. No, they don't. All right, Oberly, let's get on with our meeting. Shall we take up some of those other questions?
All right. We'll take up some other questions. Commander Hatton, Billy Meyer, in his contacts with Pleiadian Semyazi and Commander Ptah, went into the future and saw the future. They saw the United States devastated. Approximately how far into the future did they go? 10 years?
Would you believe next September? No. No, go on.
That's it. Next question.
Please stop it, all of you. I know you want the fortune tellers. Precious ones, the future has been told and known to you as a species since it began. You are getting some incredible information flowing through. Marlita just shared some pictures with Dorma. Information is coming through according to your ability to understand and perceive it. Dorma says, well, why don't you show up with your wings and I'll believe you a little bit more too? Well, I'm not going to do that. My thrust must be different. Does that mean that you cannot hear from a Blessed Mother image, holographic form, over Bayside or the Philippines or Lourdes or Fatima? You don't have to go anywhere. Billy Meyer doesn't have to go anywhere. So don't get hung up on someone else's experience and what they're telling you. Go within and get your own truth. It'll sort itself out.
Our solar system will pass through the photon belt sometime this year, as stated in the Phoenix Liberator. If nothing happens, what will be your explanation as to why nothing happened?
Well, number one, it's already happening, and we've discussed it this day. Your government is about to go bonkers, and they're trying to sell you this BS about ozone holes, etc. You're already into the fringes, you see. You are expecting something that isn't. And as long as you are able to continue without interruption in your own electrical production systems, for instance, you won't have any great recognition, but you'll have increasing bombardment against your own senses, calling it environmental pollution, etc. You're already basically into the fringe element of the photon system. As you move into a period of light, that means that you're going to be moving into a period where those light frequencies are going to be hitting you all the time. Now, as you adjust yourself in frequency, you will be able to adjust to that problem personally, and it will be fine. Just as man has evolved to this point, you will be able to evolve into that situation so that it is not detrimental to you. As you abruptly make a change, yes, there will be something happening. I can only tell you that I didn't dream up this photon belt. I can tell you that I will be speaking more and more of your systems of development and how you work in the cosmos. And I'm basing that information on these Sumerian texts at this time, because we have some ones who are so hung up in searching for an indoctrinated religion that you can't look at the truth, because you can't get past what the Pentecostals are telling you is a rapture. And when I say there is no rapture, you don't understand, because you have put a term on the word that isn't existent. Rapture means this feeling of wondrous being and change into a higher heavenly something or other. You have rapture when you have great joy. So what are we talking about? You have a situation where these evangelists will tell you that if you bathe in the blood or this psychological imaging of accepting the crucifixion and the death as having served in your stead for your sins, and then it sort of drifts off there. It sort of means, well, I am born again, I believe in this Jesus. And you see, they will also begin now to drop more and more and more the second part of that term. It's Jesus Christ. You know, you could get through the Christ and do better. But that's not what it is. You must believe on Jesus Christ. Jesus. That he hopped on that cross, you spilled his blood, or somebody did. It's almost like God sacrificed his own son. No, he didn't. You killed him. You murdered him. Only you didn't even murder him like you thought. But that's a whole lesson in itself that we need, but not this minute. It didn't go like you thought. But for the psychological value of it, your soul belief system, you need to assume it was exactly that way, because we need to clean up some thought patterns. Nobody can do it for you. Not anybody. And there isn't one drop of blood anywhere, anytime physical, that will do anything except pin you to a physical plane where you don't understand what you're doing. So to tell you that you must believe on this spilled blood of this man, they forget it this moment to remind you that he was God. But to spill this blood, share this body, that is satanic in origin. I don't care who's telling you that, and they may not know where they got it, but that's satanic in origin. Only physical can eat anything else. And therefore, I realize that you will say, oh, it is but a symbolic ritual. Well, what is a symbolic ritual? It's something used by the physical for the physical to precipitate something else, whatever it might be. So any time that you say, all right, I believe on the blood of Jesus, who died for my sins, took my burden on himself, and left me sinless, has got to be, without doubt, the largest lie and trapper of mankind that has ever happened. And yet, you see, the way they can get away with it is that your adversary knows God will not leave you. The adversary knew the host would come just right on schedule. What is he going to say to you to get you pulled away from the point of it all? Just exactly what he said. To lock you to a physical plane, thinking you do not have to grow and be responsible for any of your own behavior. And when you take Christ as your Savior of soul, what have you done? You have said, I believe in your path, Father. I believe in the teachers that you've sent according to your law and the balance and harmony and law of creation. And I will strive this moment forward to keep myself within your laws to the very best of my human ability, so that I can outgrow the human compression and move into the higher light of photon experience. He knew that God would come. He knew that you would be expecting God. He's got to scare you off. The point is that the higher energies are struggling for your soul possession. And most ones on the planet have not grown enough to account for much one way or another in experience. They're still going to have to experience. They will perish or transition or move at whatever level of growth they have acquired. Are they souled beings? Some are not. Some have, quote, bred out the soul beingness. But all ones birthed with soul or birth with knowledge of right and wrong. And yet now your society begins to tell them that what is right is truly wrong and what is wrong is truly the acceptable way. So you see, the human impact is destroying the ability of souls to make their progression unless they are taken away and out of the environment. So what do we mean when we talk of rapture? It means the souls who have grown to a level of understanding will be taken off. But I want to go through the Pentecostal expression of that. On some wonderful day, all of you who believed on Jesus and his blood and that he took all of your sins, and you're now irresponsible. But I do believe him, and I do believe on him, and I do believe that preacher who told me that. So I'm ready. Now what are we going to do? Oh, all right. This coming again, Jesus. At this point, we don't usually mention Christ. Because, you see, now this one has attained a higher standard. And so usually it is just Jesus that's going to come and meet you in the clouds. And all will know that he has come. True. How is he going to meet you in the clouds? That always is up for picturing, isn't it? And they will usually draw him, a picture of him in the clouds, with his hands outstretched, beckoning unto the world and all you people, all you believers. He is what? He said he would come again. Does that mean he's just going to do a flyby in picture form? No. So if he projects there in physical form, he's going to fall through the cloud, because that's what physical is. So if he alighted on the cloud, he would have to be not even an atmospherian. He would have to be a holograph, which is a light show. But he's a light being. will all see him. No. Just the ones whose frequency has come up to the point of their own light beingness to be able to witness this. So most are going to go right on just exactly like you do in the pictures, Melita, not seeing it, having it show up on a film. Why would it show up on the film? Because there is light there. There are light frequencies there that will hit the film, and it can catch it. But the eye cannot see it. Ones in the group would be able to experience the impact of the energy it radiates. And that's why you will get ones going there and feeling this wondrousness from any site where there is visions. You're dealing now with a whole different type of perception, which puts you into a fourth dimensional type of receiving. But you don't do it from caveman level with no information. You must grow in knowingness so that you know what it is you are perceiving. Now, number two, we're all going to just rapture to the clouds with God or with this Jesus. And if you ask them, and where do you go from there? You will get stunned silence. Or you will get, well, onto the Heavenly Father. Why would the Heavenly Father want you? Jiminy Christmas, you just broke all the rules. Why do you think he wants you? Wouldn't you rather have your children come home with perfect A's than flunking? So now we've created problem number two. How are you going to get there? Oh, he is just going to lift us up. How? Don't ask me those kinds of questions, Hatton. You are vile and evil and satanic. You have to have faith. Well, I don't have any faith, sir. I want you to tell me, physics-wise, how you're going to do it. Because I am in a physics-oriented body. And you've promised me that I'm going to ascend. That means you're going to get me off that place, in body, perfectly healthy, renewed, rebirthed. How are you going to do it? God is all. He will figure a way. Yes, he is, and yes, he did. And we're going to wave goodbye to a lot of people still waiting for the clouds. And on that day, don't count on there being enough clouds to even get your head in them. It ain't going to be that way. Will there be a rapture? Will there be a liftoff? Oh, yes, indeed. Magnificent. And oh, yes, all of you will know. But when you suggest to a bunch of ones who have come for their lessons, for their very saving of souls and self, and give them that, I feel, is heinous. Because that way man does not know what to expect. And this way, even though you don't know fully what to expect, you know what you're going to have to do in order to pull it off. And it doesn't require all that much. It doesn't require anything like the amount of faith to think that you're just going to fly up and sit on the clouds. What are you going to eat to feed that body that you still have? On that day, you already have broken down the radiation protection belt around your planet. You're going to fry.
Commander?
Yes.
Can we change the tape, please?
Yes.
This is tape number 2 of June the 6th, 1992.
Actually, this piece of equipment has been a very fun thing. I have to tattle on EJ a little bit. He has an $800 piece of equipment over at the house that cannot be figured out. And this little $96 sing-along from QVC has filled the need. It may not be perfect, but it's good for we amateurs. We don't botch it badly either. And we'll get around to sorting out all that other wondrous stuff. And at Christmas time, we can sing along with Mitch Miller all the Christmas carols. I've been wanting to do that for 2 years around here. Besides, we have some wondrous musicians. I wish we had time just to share music back and forth. Brent and Teresa are very special to us. And they write music also. And they both have very, very professional, beautiful voices. So we're blessed. Why don't you go on with the tape and then we can tear these apart. Not Brent and Teresa. I would like to start this side of the tape by discussing something that is continually brought to my attention, that one seem in the ordinary run-of-the-mill activities of life don't really understand what in the world we talk about when we talk about debt and interest, Federal Reserve, and your income tax, etc. I have written about it so much that I'm only going to give you a little bit of an update. I have a very succinctly written article here on the deficit, and I would like to share it with you because I believe that until you ones can understand what we're talking about and the massive numbers, amounts of which we're speaking, you cannot fully understand why you're in the plight you're in. This comes out of Washington, and it's a May 25th article, so it's quite current. And I find it accurate enough to be able to utilize it. Spending more than $4 for every $3 collected, the United States government is hemorrhaging red ink at a record pace this very year. About $1 billion a day, or $11,574 a second. By late summer, federal debt, the accumulation of every deficit the government has incurred over two centuries, will surpass $4 trillion. Can you imagine? There isn't that much money, precious ones. All the personal federal income tax paid by people living west of the Mississippi fails to pay even the interest on this staggering sum, which has quadrupled in scarcely more than a decade. Interest payments on the debt are 15% of the federal budget, compared with only 10% a decade ago. And for the first time, the government has not even set a target for halting the debt's growth. They don't intend to do that, Chilas. And we've said over and over, none of your taxes go to paying expenses. Only go to paying
on interest on the debt. And you're not even beginning to pay that interest. This means that everything in your nation is mortgaged as collateral to these bankers. Getting worse daily, deliberately being worsened daily. Let us go on. In the past, the national debt was rationalized away as money we owe ourselves and regarded as a necessary tool in managing the money supply. Indeed, it was contended that the national debt was necessary to induce the rich to take an interest in the government's policies because they would hold its securities. But the debt has grown to such size that most economists contend that it undermines American prosperity. In the short term, they say, it has almost certainly contributed to the latest, not yet officially ended, recession. Chilas, you're in a depression. Look around you. You are in a depression. Please hear me. The unemployed rates are staggering. They give you some conjured up figures that make no relative value to anything. They are moving industries out of your nation as fast as they can. Why do you think George Bush will not sign on to these environmental acts at this World Global Institute, or whatever they call it? Because the industries are moving into those countries, and they don't want them hampered by pollution control and environmental controls and constraints. You must open your eyes. You must open your hearts. You're in the final throes of the destruction of your planet and the coming into control of this global government and one world order under the banking elite. This federal deficit has just crippled all investments and plants which would build machinery vital to economic growth. You don't have any industry left. Isn't it strange that the government always gets what it needs while it leaves others to be denied? This government of yours borrows by regularly putting treasury securities up for auction. Did you know how they borrowed? Maybe we better talk about it a little bit. Let's see. I don't know how. I don't want to get into a long dissertation on this, but maybe we better discuss it a little bit. Because investments affect productivity growth more than meets the eye for you people. You see, investment affects productivity growth and subsequently, standards of living, Chilas, what you eat, how you live. And the United States and your government is actually choosing a less competitive and less prosperous economy for you in order that it can gain by going international. This is why the thrust for a United Nations, so that this empowered government will be able to glean from all the four corners of the planet, do you see? And you have economists that are trained by the system to give you this stupid information. And this great economist, one after another, will get up and speak and describe it as little termites eating away slowly, and it must be tended, and we must look into it, and we must do this, and we must do that, but surely we can recover, because the United States always does. No. The United States will not. They tell you that if you want to continue being leaders in the world, you'll have to start by getting some of that debt off your back. How are you going to do it? You're going into a heavier, harder depression. How are you going to get the debt off your back? There is one way. That is by rescinding that debt. That is by getting control of the Federal Reserve, rescinding the debt that has been incurred by these criminals in the banking system, through the monetary system, and let them pay it. They did it, let them pay it. They are the ones with the resources to pay it. That's how you will get it done. There isn't any other way. You will have to repudiate all that debt, because they have stripped you of any ability to ever repay such a debt. And you're going to go on now and have ones telling you, including Ross Perot, that this is an outrage. Of course it's an outrage, these fiscal excesses and the spending of your children's money. But he is a close friend of Rockefeller. He's in with the elite in many, many ways. What do you believe that he will change? He says we've all got to get back to work. We've got to be productive. We've got to get more taxes. We've got to be able to get people to work so there can be more taxes to pay back this debt. How are you going to get people to work? Industries that he had control over are now moving into Mexico. How does Mr. Perot plan to put all you people to work? Especially with enough money to be able to afford all of the things that he suggests, and save your children's money. You're going to have to get very, very logical about everything you hear and experience, Chilos, or you're down the tubes faster. I would note also that there is more and more talk these days about the continuing testing of nuclear weapons. It is suggested that because of this Cold War ending, that possibly you should stop testing in Nevada. Oh, most of you thought you'd already stopped testing, didn't you? Oh no, regular testing. Many times a week. The only ones you ever hear about are the ones that cause such earth shaking that they cannot be denied, such as the one recently in China. The Russians, the Soviets, continue to test. They've never slackened. So what are we talking about? And what does Mr. Cheney tell you? He tells you, we can't stop testing. We have to make sure that our weapons are maintained at a high state of working capability. I suppose that's so you can have surgical bombing and missile attacks against third world nations, such as Iraq, maybe. Well, you better be paying attention, because radiation in northeast England has risen by 50%. Why? As a result, Chilos, of an accident at the Sosnovy Bor power station at St. Petersburg on March 24th. Didn't you know about that? Well, data from the Organ Monitoring Service revealed significant increases in background radiation 10 days after this accident. It affected the entire east coast of Britain, from Ayr to London. This was with a maximum level in northeast England. There are no casualties reported. Well, of course, from March till now, at low-dose radiation, there wouldn't be any deaths yet. The hidden killers are at work, however, Chilas. So what of this accident? Well, it came just after Swedish warnings of inadequate safety standards at ex-Soviet nuclear power stations, and revelations in Izvestia of massive cuts in firefighting personnel at Sosnovy Bor due to lack of money. Oh, they're going to get you again on lack of money. But now that they are in the International Monetary Fund Association, undoubtedly money would quit being such a problem. What that government's trying to do is run the Russian government into the same kind of debt circumstances that the United States is in, where you owe everything you have to the banks. I doubt that could be considered progress, precious ones. But immediately after the accident, Germany called on West European governments to finance the modernization of the 32 nuclear plants in the former Soviet Union. The cost? Oh, just $6 billion to $8 billion. Just a little billion here and a little billion there. I believe you're going to rebuild your inner cities on $2.4 billion or something like that. So, give or take a few dollars. In spite of the strong anti-nuclear in the Ukraine, head of state Stanislav Shushkevich announced that two nuclear plants were needed to secure long-term energy supplies. Well, good luck. Good luck. I'll let that go for now. I don't want to get into a discussion about nuclear power plants. You're entering a photon belt in the not-too-distant future, undoubtedly, and I believe that our time can be so much better spent in discussing what is coming down cosmically. It's time for you to get on with your learning the truth about creation, your place in the cosmos, and your ancestors, cycles, and things of that sort. This is what we have waited long to be able to get to the point out of all of this mash-mush of writing, so that you ones can come into some confidence with our teachings, with our information, and with this resource, that you will continue to read. I have a little bit of confirmation here about this New World Order that I would share with you, because it comes from a very knowledgeable being who has bothered to write to me, and I appreciate it. This comes in response to, well, I'll just quote it, response to your mailing. Something is going on. Amazing. Just last week, I was led to review those 45 goals of the enemy listed in the January 10th, 1963, Appendix A-34 and A-35 of the Congressional Record. That led to the lists of David Rockefeller's Council on Foreign Relations, 1921, and the Trilateral Commission, 1973, which in turn led to the information on the one world money dictatorship. The Aldrich Vreeland Bill, enacted by Congress in 1912, and the package deal of the international bankers of 1913, engineered by such front men as Colonel E. Mandrell Hence, Paul Warburg, Nelson Aldrich, and Carter Glass, etc. And then she has asked me a question. Is Dr. John Coleman related to William Coleman, Jr., who is listed as belonging to both CFR and Trilateral Commission? If so, how is he related? And I apologize for if I seem evasive. I won't respond to that, please. That is up to Dr. Coleman, if he chooses to respond. And by the way, for you listeners and readers who inquire and have greatly missed Dr. Coleman's regular additions to the Liberator, please understand that he is not well. Physically, he is not well. And this does not in any way distract from the information that he has brought forth for you once, especially in the Committee of 300 book. But all strength is having to be poured into the writing of his other informational journals that we hope he will be able to complete. It's a hard journey, Chilos. A very hard journey indeed. And the pressures become almost insurmountable at times. You live in a human world, and you must not let go of that lighted shield. Keep your connection with truth and God. Allow that ego to be set aside, please. I petition you. I would get down on my knees and prostrate myself and beg you if I thought it would work. But it's something you have to do. You have to come into that blessed understanding that says you're going to have to separate from that human ego if you're to make this transition. God is love. God is also allowing. And God will always allow ones to take their own path. So let us give appreciation to the gifts that ones offer unto us. And please understand that I do not reveal, divulge, or use my scanners in any way that might offend or bring pain to anyone that works with us. And I don't feel these personal questions. I realize that being a member of the CFR, Trilateral Commission, and having relatives in it is not exactly personal, but on the basis of the subject material in point, I feel it not wise for me to comment on that one way or another. It can either be perceived as being detrimental or against what he might be writing, or that it might be slanted in some way, or it is a distractor. Nothing more. So please let's just be kind about that in my refusal to respond. This person goes on to say, of course, something is going on and is approaching harmful times because we permit it by refusing to understand how to solve these problems, which solutions have been given to us by our Creator. And then she goes on to list some places in your very own Bible. I'm not going to look them up, but I'll be happy to share them with you, because she makes a notation. John 1, 1 through 5, 14, 16, verses 13 through 15, Malachi 3, verse 6, Hebrews 13, 8, in the book upon which the oath of office is taken, in Ephesians 4, 27, and 6, 10 through 18, I would especially suggest you read that one. And in James 4, verse 7, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, and chapter 4, 20 through 22, about our enemies, Ephesians 6, verse 12. Dr. Coleman, she says, evidently doesn't know how to handle them. Well, I suggest that Dr. Coleman's basic biblical studies, and where he has found the most valid information relative to his writings, comes from the Geneva Bible, and they may simply not read exactly as what you are going by as your Holy Bible or the St. James Version, etc. I have to remind you that all of them are tainted and incorrect. We're going to be giving you a lot more instructions as to how we're going to make it through this transition and cycle change as we move on in the journals. I'm not here to tell you what you must do, what you must believe. I can only offer. And what we are offering right now is based on the old Sumerian texts that told how it is and how it was. And upon bits and pieces of which the Bibles were written and tampered with. It'll give you a great deal of information regarding your creation and your cycles and your relationships with ones from out there somewhere, and why we're back now, and why evolution is happening now. You're in it. The time is at hand, and it's a wondrous time indeed. So let's always be very grateful for the ability to experience. And let us read carefully these scriptures, but let us do so with an open mind for possibilities. The next subject I'd like to cover a little bit briefly, and then maybe at the meeting perhaps there could be a little more discussion regarding this. But I believe what I'm going to do, since I received so many copies of this same material, and it is the time of beginning to bring forth the panic and the terror to you, the readers, and release the UFO documents and magazines, etc., in the most heinous manners possible, I'll just read this to you. It's not very long, and it seems to cover pretty typically what is going on. And I'm just going to present it to you, and then we'll possibly consider some of the things. This particular ripped out article has been sent to me, and I find it interesting in that it is so outrageous and so sensational, as is typical of so many of your tabloids. This one comes from something called the Examiner, and it was printed July 2nd, 1992. And I think I'm just going to read it, because there's an old, well, I wouldn't call him a friend of mine. I don't think that Mr. Hamilton would want me to consider that or to project that idea. But at any rate, William Hamilton, a lot of you in the UFO circles know him as Bill. I'm not going to cross him. There are a lot of bits and pieces of the article that are absolutely sound and true. But I don't want anyone confusing what I say with these particular projections. I am always able to answer for self. So I'll just quote this. Quote, "It sounds like a scene from the new movie Alien 3, but a security chief insists it's frighteningly real. A sinister partnership of government workers and space aliens have been conducting horrifying experiments on humans and animals at a super-secret underground base." That's the astounding claim of top UFO researcher Bill Hamilton, who says, "The super-secret facility is located beneath the town of Dulce, New Mexico, on the Jicarilla Apache Indian Reservation." Hamilton, 49, a member of the Mutual UFO Network, that's MUFON, and author of Alien Magic and Cosmic Top Secret, says he and a colleague got a shocking first-hand description of the base from a former government security chief who quit and immediately went into hiding. According to Hamilton of Reseda, California, the security boss revealed the facility, and the facility houses several alien life forms. Hamilton told the Examiner. He said that after he was assigned to security duties at the site, he became very disturbed over bizarre human experiments going on there. He said he encountered humans in cages on one level of the complex who seemed either dazed or drugged and who sometimes cried out for help. In his view, the aliens always displayed a reckless disregard for the welfare of other living creatures, especially their human subjects. But when he voiced his concern to his superiors, the security boss was warned not to interfere because the caged humans were hopelessly insane and part of drug tests seeking cures for insanity. Here are other fascinating details about the base which were provided by the security guard through interviews and personal correspondence. Item: the underground compound is a cylindrical facility consisting of 7 levels with radiating tunnels and transit systems. It extends over 1,700 paved miles of northern New Mexico from Dulce to Los Alamos. Item: security intensifies within the compound as personnel descend to lower levels. Most aliens are confined to levels 5, 6, and 7. Item: level 4 includes human aura research, as well as all aspects of telepathy, hypnosis, and dreams. Item, level 6, referred to as Nightmare Hall, houses genetics labs where experiments on fish, seals, birds, and mice vastly alter their original forms. There are multi-armed and multi-legged humans and several cages and vats of humanoid bat-like creatures up to 7 feet tall. Item, numerous alien life forms live and work inside the complex, including reptilians, greys, and a winged species called Dracos. Item, the aliens have mastered matter and can pass through walls and solid objects like humans go through water. They seem to have learned to control and alter atoms in their path. Item, the reptilian humanoids average 6 feet in height with a partially reptile-like, partially human-like appearance. These mute beings stay near the surface, choosing to hide and avoid contact with the outside world. They have their own base and use as their symbol a dragon with its tail in its mouth. Item, reptilians display an endless fascination with maps of New Mexico and Colorado. Their maps were full of colored pushpins and markers to indicate sites of animal mutilations, caverns, and locations of high UFO activity, repeated flight paths, abduction sites, ancient ruins, and suspected alien underground bases. Item, approximately 18,000 of the smaller gray species live within the Dulce complex. Unlike the reptilians, they can speak in harsh, whispery voices. Grays are much stronger than humans, whom they consider smelly. Item, 20 miles north of the main base is a large ground-level hangar hidden by a facade of cliffs. The area is dotted with security cameras and many sensor devices, including radar, infrared, microwave, electromagnetic ground waves, and satellite. Says Hamilton, the security chief promised to contact us once every 6 months after he quit the base and went underground, but we've not heard from him now in well over a year. End of article. Well, what is there to say about it? I have told you much about these things. I have given you the facilities in which these studies have been taking place with DNA reconstruction. I have also told you that these are not alien beings from outer space doing it. So let's get it where it's at. And then we can more logically talk about these things. I get a barrage of letters which tell me that how can God let this happen? God would never allow this to happen. God will intervene. God is coming, precious ones. What do you mean by intervene? I get a lot of mail that says, well, God just wouldn't allow that to happen. Think of all the children. What about those children? How many of you thought about those children while you were having all of those children in your lust and in your disobedience unto the laws? Don't give God the burden of your own mischief. I have something else I'd like for you to think about. I want to remind you that there were a lot of children in Sodom and Gomorrah, precious ones. What happened to them? Did Hatton do that? It's time you quit blaming everybody and start assuming responsibility. There's something else I want you to consider I've told you about this before. I want you to consider it again. Especially you Americans who think that all will be well, that the Cold War is over, communism is dead. No, it is not dead. And I want to speak about it. In Revelations, your book, called Revelation, but in Revelation 13, verses 3 and 4, speaks of the beast, which I'm sorry, Chilas, is communism. This is the Antichrist. This is a Zionist movement. This is the global element. But it is the movement labeled on your place as communism, headed in the Soviet Union. And don't forget it.
We can talk about snakes, lizards, and toad people. Symbol, and ones who have to go can do so. We can talk about snakes, lizards, and toad people. Oh, yes, the Dracos. It doesn't seem to occur to them ever, does it, that anyone that smart doesn't need wings?
Edit. Place as communism, headed in the Soviet Union. And don't forget it. Communism is not dead. Communism will be back, precious ones. Just exactly as it was prophesied. And it went something like this. And his deadly wound was healed. Communism will be back with vengeance and start World War III. And the dragon, which is China, gave power unto the beast. That's communist Red China. Well, you're going to have to face it. That's left out there in your future. You have to face these things because since his Soviet coup last August, the Soviets have deployed 320 new SS-25 missiles targeted right at the United States. And 125 new ICBMs aimed at U.S. targets. So you're being lied to from the top down.
Some of them are right in your nation.
On September 27th, President Bush took out your Strategic Air Command as far as being on alert. And for the first time, precious ones, in 37 years. Why? That makes all your 280 bombers grounded, doesn't it? Well, all of your 450 Minutemen II, Minuteman, and MX missiles are being scrapped. Why would that be? Soviet SS 20 nuclear missiles are going into Cuba. Why? Your sea launch cruise missiles and all nuclear missiles on your submarines are being unloaded. Why? Could it be that it has a purpose of making you defenseless? The Soviets can now hit all your 54 major airfields where your bomber planes are parked. Your 325 electric power plants in the USA, so no gas is pumped to escape. Your 150 oil refineries that make 70% of your gasoline. Every state capital, plus thousands of other places in the United States of America, are targeted within capability range of strike. But you say the Soviets would never do that? The Cold War is over? Well, it's about to heat up. Right straight into a very hot war. I don't have time on this tape to go into this, but it bears a great deal of discussion. Please hold with us while we go on into the subject of cosmic connections and your ancestry and your heritage. And then we're going to cover a lot of things, a lot of projections and answers that are written right in your Bible, as a matter of fact. All things were not changed. A lot of things simply were not understood. But if you think, as a nation, you're going to get off without a war, you'd better begin to think again, because there is going to be a war. It is going to be a massive war, and it will be a nuclear war. And it's going to take place in conjunction with a lot of evolutionary things happening in your relationship to the cosmic changes that will be coming. So it should be, most certainly, if nothing else, a very interesting time coming up in front of you. I believe we're probably close to the end of this tape, so I believe that, if you will permit, I will withdraw. Dharma needs to get ready to go to a meeting this afternoon where we have some other visitors that I welcome.
Let's have a break. Thank you.
Let's start the second session here with a few comments while the commander gets control again. I do have a comment from the commander about speaking to the corporate income tax situation. We had a question from one of the people who has a corporation suggesting that now that we have these Nevada corporations, we don't have to file any more income tax returns, especially for the corporations. Well, that isn't quite how it works. We do expect to file income tax returns for corporations after they become active. Now, we all understand that the Internal Revenue Service from time to time invents or utilizes its own words for particular for its own uses. And so we have invented a word. It's called inactive. And all our corporations are inactive until such time as they make a profit. Some of them may remain inactive a long time, and so as we are able, we are going to begin to file income tax returns for corporations, even though they don't make a profit, just to keep them completely legitimate. And we now have the facility for doing that, so we'll be working on catching that up in the next several months. So we will be handling corporate income tax returns in a proper way, so that none of us need to be concerned about getting ourselves into trouble. Now, I believe the commander is available. Greetings, Commander.
Thank you. Undoubtedly, a lot of information needs to be shared regarding corporations in the management. It's going to be your one sheltering system as you move through here. There aren't any left, and Nevada is the only state left. You might also understand that there's reason for that, and the elite make that reason. As long as you play your cards legally, keep your records immaculately, you're not going to run into trouble. They want ones who have money from which they can extract taxes. If you are doing your job properly, you will be handling your business in such a way, especially as you get started, you will be always dealing here in great sums called borrowed money. And there are all sorts of ways to borrow money. Instead of calling it investment funds, etc. I would never jeopardize anything that we do here by getting off into these subjects, because I have to speak in innuendo and meaningless terms. It isn't because anything is illegal. It is because I would never put my people in the position of appearing to be illegal, so that there would be any reason for anyone to come and, quote, investigate. They offer services here whereby actually Doris and EJ will act as the visible officers, which are mandatory in the state of Nevada. But they have literally set that up so that as they are serving, that is simply the way an agent works. And they work hand in hand with agents in Nevada, structured for that purpose, and the government sanctions it very nicely. They understand what is going on in Nevada. And these ones literally sign your documents, and they don't know who owns your corporation. So I don't know how you could get much more private than that. And yet you handle all of your business and bank accounts. It is not complicated. It is tedious. And it is time-consuming. And if anyone is going to utilize anything that we offer, I hope you remember that we do not take your responsibility for you. You will attend your business, or we will remove all names. It has gotten to the point where court has literally spent hours and hours and hours in strategy sessions, etc., and is now becoming established where he can handle a great load. He's got enough stuff now on his computer, and there is an office that has been opened in Las Vegas, and that's where he is today. He's on his way back, actually. We can establish these corporations for you a little more reasonably and then keep better personal observation over them for you. But I'm not here at this moment to sell corporations. It's just that ones, if they don't understand, then please ask, and that's what this one did. I didn't understand that I would still have to file a return. Well, inactive means many things. Making a profit means other things. and there are legal, legitimate methods by which you never make a profit. And part of that, I would say, for any of you who would be working in any of our projects, you will find that the ones working in the project do very well. Stockholders aren't, and I mean that literally, depending on how the projects themselves are funded, stock will never be issued. It is not necessary in the state of Nevada. And therefore, you don't have stockholders clamoring for profits. That means that you can do business like business has never been done prior to this on your place. Ones who do the work can glean rewards. It doesn't mean that you won't have discipline and you won't do your work. We're going to have to get back to a system without welfare, but that considers charity as one of the most important of the virtues. If a man needs help, he needs help. He doesn't need welfare. And the moment that he no longer needs help, he needs to work for his own worthiness. And you are going to have to build your project so that you are self-sustaining. And what's more, we will do it under the guise of very small but multiple corporations functioning in brotherhood, if you will, helping each other. That also means that, let us say, your corporation is nearing the end of a fiscal year. Maybe you need to purchase something from one of these other corporations who is not nearing a fiscal year end. There are many ways to manage your business. Let us just pray that we can get some businesses started in time to manage them. Meanwhile, it seems silly. What do you mean? Well, I don't think I'm going to go into business right now. Aren't you? What makes you think you're not already in business? Well, I don't think I qualify for the term corporate business. Don't you? Don't you have an estate? Don't you have to consult with those children? Don't you have to run that business? Well, if you're incorporated, it's the best estate planning there is. Accountants and lawyers detest it, and they will tell you it cannot be done because they're out of a job. No more job. You don't have probate. Handled properly, you have total control of everything you own until the day you are willing and able to leave it. At that point, then their stock as your heirs become valid. Old corporations never die. They just get a new president. So there are hidden wonders in that particular umbrella. I'm not interested in your business per se. I'm interested in getting a remnant through. To get a remnant through, we must be able to build projects that will get a remnant through. But we also need to do business in some areas where it has to be done exactly as all other business, only with integrity. That will be different in itself. But we intend to have things like motion picture studios, massive dome complexes with international network television. One of those complexes will be done here. George will do one in Nevada, at least one. This way we can glean investments from the investment-oriented population, and then we will also be able to have access to some other funding which is a little less constricting and is willing to work with us on this very thing of no stock. We will even give these people all of the stock. We don't care. as long as they understand how the business operates. And that can also be put into the corporate records. So don't ever underestimate the tools sent down to you. It isn't that they're sent from somewhere out there. It's that they are already established, and we're going to tell you how to use them. That doesn't mean you have to use them. And you'll have all sorts of ones telling you they know better, they know all about corporations. No, they don't. All right, Oberle, let's get on with our meeting. Shall we take up some of those other questions?
All right. We'll take up some other questions. Commander Hatton, Billy Meyer, in his contacts with the Pleiadian Semyazi and Commander Ptah, went into the future and saw the future. They saw the United States devastated. Approximately how far into the future did they go? 10 years?
Would you believe next September? No. No, go on.
That's it. Next question.
Please stop it, all of you. I know you want the fortune tellers. Precious ones, the future has been told and known to you as a species since it began. You are getting some incredible information flowing through. Marlita just shared some pictures with Dorma. Information is coming through according to your ability to understand and perceive it. Dorma says, well, why don't you show up with your wings and I'll believe you a little bit more too? Well, I'm not going to do that. My thrust must be different. Does that mean that you cannot hear from a Blessed Mother image, holographic form, over Bayside or the Philippines or Lourdes or Fatima? You don't have to go anywhere. Billy Meyer doesn't have to go anywhere. So don't get hung up on someone else's experience and what they're telling you. Go within and get your own truth. It'll sort itself out.
Our solar system will pass through the photon belt sometime this year, as stated in the Phoenix Liberator. If nothing happens, what will be your explanation as to why nothing happened?
Well, number one, it's already happening, and we've discussed it this day. Your government is about to go bonkers, and they're trying to sell you this BS about ozone holes, etc. You're already into the fringes, you see. You are expecting something that isn't. And as long as you are able to continue without interruption in your own electrical production systems, for instance, you won't have any great recognition, but you'll have increasing bombardment against your own senses, calling it environmental pollution, etc. You're already basically into the fringe element of the photon system. As you move into a period of light, that means that you're going to be moving into a period where those light frequencies are going to be hitting you all the time. Now, as you adjust yourself in frequency, you will be able to adjust to that problem personally, and it will be fine. Just as man has evolved to this point, you will be able to evolve into that situation so that it is not detrimental to you. As you abruptly make a change, yes, there will be something happening. I can only tell you that I didn't dream up this photon belt. I can tell you that I will be speaking more and more of your systems of development and how you work in the cosmos. And I'm basing that information on these Sumerian texts at this time, because we have some ones who are so hung up in searching for an indoctrinated religion that you can't look at the truth, because you can't get past what the Pentecostals are telling you is a rapture. And when I say there is no rapture, you don't understand, because you have put a term on the word that isn't existent. Rapture means this feeling of wondrous being and change into a higher heavenly something or other. You have rapture when you have great joy. So what are we talking about? You have a situation where these evangelists will tell you that if you bathe in the blood or this psychological imaging of accepting the crucifixion and the death as having served in your stead for your sins, and then it sort of drifts off there. It sort of means, well, I am born again, I believe in this Jesus. And you see, they will also begin now to drop more and more and more the second part of that term. It's Jesus Christ. You know, you could get through the Christ and do better. But that's not what it is. You must believe on Jesus Christ. Jesus, that he hopped on that cross, you spilled his blood, or somebody did. It's almost like God sacrificed his own son. No, he didn't. You killed him. You murdered him. Only you didn't even murder him like you thought. But that's a whole lesson in itself that we need, but not this minute. It didn't go like you thought. But for the psychological value of it, your soul belief system, you need to assume it was exactly that way, because we need to clean up some thought patterns. Nobody can do it for you. Not anybody. And there isn't one drop of blood anywhere, anytime physical, that will do anything except pin you to a physical plane where you don't understand what you're doing. So to tell you that you must believe on this spilled blood of this man, they forget it this moment to remind you that he was God. But to spill this blood, share this body, that is satanic in origin. I don't care who's telling you that, and they may not know where they got it, but that's satanic in origin. Only physical can eat anything else. And therefore, I realize that you will say, oh, it is but a symbolic ritual. Well, what is a symbolic ritual? It's something used by the physical for the physical to precipitate something else, whatever it might be. So any time that you say, all right, I believe on the blood of Jesus, who died for my sins, took my burden on himself, and left me sinless, has got to be, without doubt, the largest lie and trapper of mankind that has ever happened. And yet, you see, the way they can get away with it is that your adversary knows God will not leave you. The adversary knew the host would come just right on schedule. What is he going to say to you to get you pulled away from the point of it all? Just exactly what he said. To lock you to a physical plane, thinking you do not have to grow and be responsible for any of your own behavior. And when you take Christ as your Savior of soul, what have you done? You have said, I believe in your path, Father. I believe in the teachers that you've sent according to your law and the balance and harmony and law of creation. And I will strive this moment forward to keep myself within your laws to the very best of my human ability, so that I can outgrow the human compression and move into the higher light of photon experience. He knew that God would come. He knew that you would be expecting God. He's got to scare you off. The point is that the higher energies are struggling for your soul possession. And most ones on the planet have not grown enough to account for much one way or another in experience. They're still going to have to experience. They will perish or transition or move at whatever level of growth they have acquired. Are they soul beings? Some are not. Some have, quote, bred out the soul beingness. But all ones birthed with soul are birthed with knowledge of right and wrong. And yet now your society begins to tell them that what is right is truly wrong, and what is wrong is truly the acceptable way. So you see, the human impact is destroying the ability of souls to make their progression unless they are taken away and out of the environment. So what do we mean when we talk of rapture? It means the souls who have grown to a level of understanding will be taken off. But I want to go through the Pentecostal expression of that. On some wonderful day, all of you who believed on Jesus and his blood, and that he took all of your sins, and you're now irresponsible. But I do believe him. And I do believe on him, and I do believe that preacher who told me that. So I'm ready. Now what are we going to do? Oh, all right. This coming again, Jesus. At this point, we don't usually mention Christ. Because you see, now this one has attained a higher standard. And so usually it is just Jesus that's going to come and meet you in the clouds. And all will know that he has come. True. How is he going to meet you in the clouds? That always is up for picturing, isn't it? And they will usually draw him, a picture of him in the clouds with his hands outstretched, beckoning unto the world. And all you people, all you believers, he is what? He said he would come again. Does that mean he's just going to do a flyby in picture form? No. So if he projects there in physical form, he's going to fall through the cloud, because that's what physical is. So if he alighted on the cloud, he would have to be not even an atmospherian. He would have to be a holograph. which is a light show. But he's a light being. We'll all see him. No. Just the ones whose frequency has come up to the point of their own light beingness to be able to witness this. So most are going to go right on just exactly like you do in the pictures, Melita. Not seeing it. Having it show up on a film. Why would it show up on the film? Because there is light there. There are light frequencies there that will hit the film and it can catch it. But the eye cannot see it. Ones in the group would be able to experience the impact of the energy it radiates. And that's why you will get ones going there and feeling this wondrousness from any site where there is visions. You're dealing now with a whole different type of perception, which puts you into a fourth dimensional type of receiving. But you don't do it from caveman level with no information. You must grow in knowingness so that you know what it is you are perceiving. Now, number two, we're all going to just rapture to the clouds with God. Or with this Jesus. And if you ask them, and where do you go from there? You will get stunned silence. Or you will get, well, onto the Heavenly Father. Why would the Heavenly Father want you? Jiminy Christmas, you just broke all the rules. Why do you think he wants you? Wouldn't you rather have your children come home with perfect A's than flunking? So now we've created problem number two. How are you going to get there? Oh, he is just going to lift us up. How? Don't ask me those kinds of questions, Hatton. You are vile and evil and satanic. You have to have faith. Well, I don't have any faith, sir. I want you to tell me, physics-wise, how you're going to do it. Because I am in a physics-oriented body. And you've promised me that I'm going to ascend. That means you're going to get me off that place, in body, perfectly healthy, renewed, rebirthed. How are you going to do it? God is all. He will figure a way. Yes, he is, and yes, he did. And we're going to wave goodbye to a lot of people still waiting for the clouds. And on that day, don't count on there being enough clouds to even get your head in them. It ain't going to be that way. Will there be a rapture? Will there be a liftoff? Oh, yes, indeed. Magnificent. And oh, yes, all of you will know. But when you suggest to a bunch of ones who have come for their lessons, for their very saving of souls and self, and give them that, I feel, is heinous. Because that way man does not know what to expect. And this way, even though you don't know fully what to expect, you know what you're going to have to do in order to pull it off. And it doesn't require all that much. It doesn't require anything like the amount of faith to think that you're just going to fly up and sit on the clouds. What are you going to eat to feed that body that you still have? On that day, you already have broken down the radiation protection belt around your planet you're going to fry.
Commander?
Yes.
Can we change the tape, please?
Yes.